Gonna grind up and set the Yavamas Davi Alf, begin with Bez. Gonna test Mazda, begin with the Gemala, Rabbi Saita Shanester. It comes to include the Saita that was secluded, which the Gemara is saying that if someone takes back, Rabbi Yisman Kippur said, someone takes back his Gerusha from the Suin, it's forbidden, here it's permitted, it says Acher Shotama, which sounds like that of Bia. And the Chacham say that, no, both are forbidden. So what do I fulfill Acher Shotama? That comes to include a different case, that of Saita Shanester, which is the Maschal of our Tisis. So I said, "But me begin to say, 'Beichem afkir rabbanu kara mipashta.' How did the rabbanan uproot the pasuk from a simple understanding, which talking about that of to say it's talking about saita, but the pashta kara mipashta good shazik because it was talking about taking back a divorcee? How do you even say anything about a saita? If somebody says what you can say is because the lemer stop the mikir tumah la nesui grusha. It doesn't make sense to say achar shatamah is talking about that of the woman who we divorced that got married to someone else, given they lost a head to her. You can't say after she was married to the man, intimate with him." And then forbidden back to him because what shaykh is that you wouldn't use a word of tumah for permitted bia, and therefore they say you have to say it's talking about that of saita shenistra, not of magz grushasit. Again, next time not the beginning of the gemara, my nistra nivela. What does it mean nistra? Oh, it doesn't really mean nistra; it means nivela. Now, which the gemara is telling us that there's a law by saita shenivela, but saita savik. No, there's no law. And Tosfos is going to say, "But keeping the likes of lav beside the subic." So if you tell me that there's no negative prohibition by beside the subic, so I am beside. Why is the Gemara saying said dabzayin meralf? The im bala bala baderech like that. If we have this doubt regarding when they secluded the husband, he's going to get lashes. But if there's no lav by subic side, the Bishlam wants to say the luchobas akas of subic about. Yeah, strangely, the Torah did make subic like about. The Bishlam, like we explained this in on meralf and Tosfos the maskal tzaras that for that we do treat it strangely like about it. Never there is lashes. Next time, Mazda begins the Gemara Havai Beishik Sibba. It says Havai and Ishis regarding it, which the Gemara said according to Rabbanan, what is Achar Shatama? It's according to Shanistra to say it's a negative prohibition. Yusuf Keeper holds that no, there's no love by Saita. And in Mazana, why? Because it says Havai Beishis, which Peshb Rashi explains that Yusuf Keeper holds that you cannot explain the Pasik Toma by Saita because the Huinyan Bemazikirushasik, Sibitomazikirushasik. So therefore, he disagrees. The Tamatay says it's a wonder because the Peshitta, the Bemachzik Gerushas Ayikra. Of course, we know the Pasuk the Bemachzik Gerushas. But for the Rabban, even the Rabban don't disagree. They don't come to say it's all Toma Saita. Rather, they just come to say Achar Shatama. Tama is Toma by Saita. So how could Rashi say that's exactly what Rabbi Yisrael Kippur is disagreeing with the Rabban? So Teresa explains Rabbi Yisrael Kippur is coming to prove that even the Pasuk of Achar Shatama is Toma Bemachzik. It is Toma Bemachzik Gerushas. Now, so Benil Rashba Lafarish, but Rashba, it appears to him to explain when we say the Havai Veishik Sibba appears. What's that going on? Abu Hutama. In other words, that this that it says the Chsiv Lo Yichol Bala Rishon Asher Shochel Loshav Lekach Talis LeLisha. The husband that's underway cannot go ahead and take her back as the wife. Acher Shatama. So Amos we see B'Magz Gurushasa. It's Toma Magz Gurushasa. So he explains. That, in other words, Da'achei Shatama, at least Lele Ishikai. So obviously, the Pasuk Tama Magzik Gerushasin is coming to say that he cannot take her back to be his wife after he divorced her, because if it was talking about Esaita, but the Besit L'Shech Havai Be'ishis. So he can't say that can't take her back as a wife, because she's really Gershom Yalim, because he never got engaged to divorce her. And that's what the Rashba explains, is what Rabbi Yisrael Kippur was saying, that it cannot be like the Rabbani, because Havai Be'ishis, it says, and that wouldn't be applicable to the site. Next time, we begin with the Gemara Tzara Samahu. What's halacha regarding the Tzara? Which Tosfos proves from the words of the Gemara Tzara Samahu that the whole question was regarding the Tzara. But he goofily mevayle, but regarding herself, there's never a question. Because the reason we keep the Pitur and the Chazmiyim, sure, she's quite different from both. Because the Tumik Sabah Karais is Tuma like by her eyes. The whole question was regarding the Tzara. And also, according to Rabbanan, Rabbanan now he goofed Peshitta, which way Peshitta? The Chalet Zablam is a Bemis. Because the Avilim, the Zablam, even to say, given the Saka once you uproot, that in other words, that what there was an option in the Gemara, that it's uprooting from the simple understanding of the Pasuk. And actually, B'Magz Gurshas is not Halach of Tumah at all. Still, we knew for sure that the Gurusha herself, that any Mesa Bemis she would not have Yibim, Makabel Chaimah. Which is the Hashem Mutla Nesra, if her husband should be forbidden to, he's not allowed to remarry the woman he divorced when she was intimate with another man, was married to another man. So for him, she's Aser, but Aser, like Hoshkin, so for sure, for the Yom, for sure, she's going to be Aser, and therefore can't be Yibim, and we have to be Chalitza. And in typical, if you're going to say, but the pasuk does not leave a simple understanding. In other words, since the pasuk is Tumah Matzah Kerushasai, so even though we expound it for the Siddush and Nistra, but can't uproot it totally, and you should give it a loch of Temeya, so the Torah says, no, it's still in Lefoytra ben Chalitza. We knew it would be Chalitza, not Yibm, and not no Chalitza, no Yibm. Why? Because like we said, that a primary idea of Tumah in that pasuk ultimately is Tumah by Siddush, will leave Matzah Kerushasai. Even though that's a simple context of the pasuk, which let me stop, let me get tuma, because it's not logical to call tuma of an Nesu Grusha, the marriage of the Grusha to that other man. It can be shalom, like we explained in the previous tesis. And if we knew it's going to be Chalitza, just no Yim. Come on, so too. It also sounds like later on, that again, like we're saying, the whole question was regarding the Tzara, but according to the Rabbanon, herself, you would do Chalitza. Because the Gemara says that. Oh, you have to amend it. It's not both, obviously. So it's either her or the tzar that does chalitza. If the Gemara wants to resolve the rabbanon, the pasuk does not leave the simple understanding, and the tzar is considered as tameya, and she doesn't do yibum. And if halacha in petras mechalitza but still you see it's only from yibum, and chalitza is not exempt, like we explained, because it's not totally like an erva according to rabbanon. But tzarasa by the Rabbi Yisrael Keeper, but the tzara, the Gemara asks according to Rabbi Yisrael Keeper, and Peturim, maybe she is exempt from Chalitza. Oh, yeah, from Mizabemis, or even that there's going to be Yibum. Now, with Rabbanan, by Yimisabemis, and according to Rabbanan, the question was if she's going to do Yibum, why? Because it was obvious that the Kabuchem is not going to be strong enough to push away the tzara. Oichaletzes. And that was one option of the Gemara, and the second side of the Gemara was so maybe she has chalitza and not yibum because ultimately it does not leave the symbol of the sani of the pasuk, and the pasuk of the pasuk is calling her tuma, so therefore the tzara is the tzara of tuma, and therefore again you should be exempt from yibum, and so maybe it would not be misya bemis, and but just would have chalitza. Says we learned this. What the Brisa says is if you're going to do Chalitza, do it to the Apostle one. Who is that? It's Matzah Kedushasa. And you see that if you're going to do Yibum, you can do it to the Kosher. Obviously, you see that the Tzara is Mutu. Which Chayes explains, Lemifshad by Kamay Sudas. It's coming to answer the first question. Because according to the Gedam, the Pshid Larabon, there was obviously the Rabbanon that given the Saka Saka, once up and it's uprooted, and the Apostle is not talking about Matzah Kedushasa at all, so it's not like Tmeya, so therefore you cannot resolve in this Brisa, because the Kedushasa, because the Kedushasa said that's Gabon, it's going like Rabbanon, and therefore that's what's going to be Yibum. Shouldn't like Chayes Master begin this Gemara, Ahir Itzarasa. Either her or her tzara, which the Gemara had said, you can't take both again in Chalitza, see either one doing Chalitza. But the Banu Tais is, why you're saying that when it says, you have to say, Oyhe Tzarasa, Avagav, I mean, why you're saying it's either one or the other, and you don't say that both get Chalitza, because Avagav the Chalitza, absolute tzara, chalitza, galach, and although we know when is it, if inferior Chalitza, you actually, older brother actually have to do Chalitza, here also it's chalitza b'sula because you can't do yibum because mazik gurushasai. So it says nahin davka going cholitz la'achayis. That's specifically when, for example, when they're doing chalitza to sisters, when they're to tzachas, which that would not exempt the co-wives. Chen cholitz la'masaget. So to when there's chalitza to the woman where they get, which is inferior chalitza because you couldn't do yibum. Wait, that's where lein if the tzara. That's where the tzara is not exempt. The hayra zika b'kosla because it's inferior. It was a weakened zika and it's inferior. That's where we say that each one has to do. But other places, I've got this will assembly, though you know, you can just take a shlema, but the zika is shlema, so potentially that's would be exempting the tzara, and therefore it's only one or the other, not both. Like, it's not the beginning of the Gemara, love to Ruth and Kometatsu didn't really answer it, so Tachat Tzach is amended like this too, which Tyson says, damn, it's a wonder. But my Mataritz law, what's the Gemara answering? In other words, why do you must think that because you had to explain that, oh, it doesn't mean Hibet Tzaras, it's Oy Hibet Tzaras, so therefore you could start really playing around with the Gersais, what does that mean? Although you had to say, as we had already answered, it's not like a whole, you know, a big mistake that you could already start amending whatever you want to. Like we find when it says, it doesn't mean and, it means or. And so do we have in Masechet Nedarim, basic Tony, it says, our father and our husband can be made for an edur, it's supposed to be safe, we have to say the same. No. That you should not say avia baila means avia oy baila kama. So you see that obviously by just saying avia o baila, I would have thought oy. So if I have to say no, you need both. But you see that with avav can mean or. So why does the Gemara say that oh you already have to start amending it? That's not called amending. That could be read into the vav. It does not answer that question. Next time, it's not to begin with the words of the Gemara, but it's a cover of the strong enough to push away even the tzara of the Marzigur Shase, which is Loisel Yibim coming by. The question is regarding saying that she's forbidden for Yibim, because the Lepotim in the Chalitza takes under from the Chalitza, not for sure, Lemhanik Abachayma, that's Afila Higuf as you get into the top of Yibbezim et Alf. I mean, like we say in the first paragraph, Yibbezim et Alf, the Slavic side of the Chalitza is Yibbezim, Mishim Kabachayma. And that she doesn't have a Yibim because of the Kabachayma, where, because the Mutla, she's also, so Osla is Narkoshkin, and still we say she gets Chalitza, so obviously Kabachayma is not going to be enough to push away the Saga from Chalitza, but the whole question was regarding to Asr Yibam, that was the Gemara's question.